Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. You can do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
They don't know you at all.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's the one where you can find all the things that we do here. If you, I know some of you have listening on the radio, and you're driving to work or whatever you're doing, and you hear something you want to hear again. You'd like to hear maybe that one segment, just that one little part of an interview that I do with someone. You can go back, you can go to the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and pick up just that segment. In fact, if you remember a segment from 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you can go to the website and find that segment. It's there on the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just look this, you need to know about the, you probably, it would help if you know the name of the guest, or maybe the date, or you can go to when you think it was there and just noodle around, because the descriptions are all there. But you can find lots of stuff there, thousands and thousands of articles and archives and small business, our Brain Trust members, a couple of thousand of them are right there, so it's a great website. There's not anything else like it in the world. And then, of course, you got the one from my new book, Age of the Customer, which is, my book is The Age of the Customer. I hope you'll check that out, too. I promise you, if your marketing message and your advertising and your sales process is not bringing the business in, it might not be those things. It might be the way you're thinking about what customers expect from you. You can find out more about that at Age of the Customer. You know, I was talking in the previous segment. It's just you and me, by the way, again, one more segment. And we'll have Gary Moore on in the next half hour. I know you're happy about that. I was talking in the previous segment about the customer from hell. That was what the lady said to me, the small business owner said to me. I talked about in the previous segment. I said, how's business? And she said, well, it's great, but I'm dealing with this customer from hell right now. And I said, you should never have a customer from hell. You should charge them enough. You should charge them extra. People misbehave if people are going to behave. You know, you should charge them different. Now, if you've got a restaurant, you've got a menu, you can't charge the people more than what your menu says. If you have a price on a piece of clothing or a product, or if you're selling everybody, you know, a product at a certain price, you can't raise your price for some people. But there are some things that you can do to adjust the price, to make those people worth doing business with. And whenever you can, do that. If you're giving someone an estimate, then raise your profit margin on that estimate. If you're delivering something, raise your delivery fee for them. And if they say, well, why are you charging? You know, you don't charge everybody else this. Why are you charging me this? And then you say, well, this is what I charge you. This is what I have to charge you to make this worthwhile. Now, I've had people to comment on this. I write articles about these kinds of things, and in an article I wrote about this, I had a comment on Forbes, my Forbes, I contribute to Forbes.com, and I had a commenter on Forbes who said, you should just fire those people. You shouldn't even deal with people like that. But the thing is, that's how you fire them. The way I'm talking about is how you fire them. You don't say to a customer, I'm firing you. You don't do the Donald Trump thing and point your finger at them and say, you're fired. That's not how you fire customers. You fire customers by raising the price. And then they just go somewhere else. And then they find out they don't get anything, they don't get as good a service anywhere else, and they charge them more what you were going to charge them. And so then they come back. And maybe they're a little bit better behaved. And they don't mind the price that you're going to charge them. But people who are difficult should expect to pay more. If I demand, I want what I want. Let me say this. I want what I want. When I go to a business, I want what I want. But you know what? I tell them, charge me for this. You should charge me. I want a little bit of extra care. I want a little bit of extra service. I want something. I want a little bit more. But it's okay if you want to charge me for that, because if I want that, then I should be paying for that. And so the way you get people to not come back, if you want this customer from hell to not come back, is charge them more. And they'll complain, they'll grumble, but stand your ground. Just look at them and say, well, I'm sorry you don't like our price. And go somewhere else. That's one of the ways you fire people. So just think about this, folks. If you remember, and the first thing I said earlier, is try to figure out what makes someone difficult. And if you can break their barriers down, then you don't have to charge them more. If they're just having a bad day, or if they just have difficulty communicating with people, and some people are like that. Some people they're just kind of grumpy, you know. Well, grumpy doesn't mean that they have to be a bad customer. You just deal with them. If you can learn how to deal with those people, they'll make it worth your while, and you wouldn't even have to charge them extra. But if you got people who are really just can't be pleased, and they're not going to, they're always going to be asking you for something more, you have, as a small business owner, you must charge them for the extra effort. Because that's your inventory. That effort is a big part of your inventory. And if they don't like it, then that's tantamount to firing them, right? They'll just go away, and they'll go bother somebody else. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me, I promise. I'll be right back.
It's gone. And I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.